My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I'm not a conspiracy nut. I don't believe the moon landing was fake, or that there's a secret world government run by lizards. I'm a sane, rational human being. With that being said, I'm convinced my neighbour is building some sort of nest. I'm not joking. Let me explain. I got divorced about a year ago and had to move to a new place on short notice. I got a pretty decent two-room apartment on the third floor of an old apartment building. The place was probably built in the 50s, but I couldn't get a cleaner or cheaper apartment that isn't out of my price range. I moved in and tried to pick up the pieces of my life. At least my wife took all the heavy and expensive boxes in the divorce settlement. I only saw my neighbours in passing. There are two apartments per floor, and five floors in total. I live on the third floor, and straight across from me is a retired elderly woman. She lives with two cats and has a younger man visiting about once a week, probably her son. The two apartments below me aren't that interesting. A childless couple, and straight across from them, three college students. No big deal. The apartment straight above me was probably the most important one. That's the one you gotta look out for when moving to a new place. If anything is going to disturb you, that'll be the one. You don't want them to be clog dancing enthusiasts, manic cleaners, or the kind of idiots who listen to music with loudspeakers on the bus. The guy who lived above me, Hugo, was an ideal neighbour. He was some kind of accountant who worked at the sanitation department. He kept himself, never moved a single piece of furniture, and didn't move around much. No slamming doors, no running. He was pretty big, body-wise, with a sizable pair of glasses and thinning hairline. He lived alone, seemed friendly, and he was simply the best neighbour I'd ever had. God bless that silent, chunky angel. So, let's talk about the nesting. It started a few months ago, in December. It was at the height of the 2020 pandemic, so I was trying to get some minor Christmas shopping done in the off hours of the day. I have flexible work hours and can work from home, so I can go out whenever I need to. I was getting a photo printed for my mom and was trying to find a fitting frame. I found this small store with a going out of business sale, and I noticed Hugo browsing some silverware further in. Only, he wasn't alone. Christ, I'm having a hard time describing this woman. She was half his weight, an entire head taller, and she wasn't even wearing heels. Neck like a swan, thin shoulders and gorgeous nutmeg hair. She had a peculiar smell, like a mix of bittersweet flower and honey. Pale, flawless skin, red nails. I couldn't stop staring at her. Hugo told her something funny, and her laugh seemed to light up the entire room. She grabbed his arm, kissed his cheek, and whispered something back to him. He smiled. I'd never seen him smile before. I saw them buy plates, silverware, and a few blankets. Nothing special. She paid for the whole thing and carried it all out in a tote bag. Hugo just hung to her every word, but they both seemed to genuinely care for one another. It didn't make sense to me. They were basically different species of people. Over the coming days, I noticed some changes. I could sometimes hear laughter coming from the stairwell, and I could hear furniture being moved around during the day Hugo got himself a new car, one of those large six-seaters. They were drilling and hammering a few times a week. And at two occasions, I noticed Hugo and his girlfriend carrying large carpets up the stairs. He seemed so happy. I don't want to sound like a stalker, but I was curious about the two of them. I noticed they changed the names on the door. That's how I learned her name, Sandra. After going through a painful divorce, I'll be first to admit I was jealous. Sandra was gorgeous, and it didn't make sense for her to be with a guy like Hugo. I was spending weeks on end in lockdown, alone, hearing laughter coming through the ceiling. Yeah, it made me bitter. Sue me. Then her family moved in. Hugo helped carry a lot of heavy boxes up those stairs, and I caught a glimpse of the whole crew through my back window. Sandra had two younger sisters, both just old enough to start high school. Then there was a dad, who looked to be in his early 60s. The whole lot of them were beautiful. Everyone smiling, eager to help. Healthy, happy, well-dressed. You could fall in love with either one of them with just a picture. It was weird for so many of them to move into such a small apartment, but I'd seen stranger things. I figured it was a temporary thing, but I changed my mind once I saw the moving vans. Yes, that's vans, plural. Three vans full of boxes, not a single piece of furniture. Hugo looked exhausted, carrying those heavy boxes up and down several flights of stairs. Sandra didn't seem bothered at all. I know, looking at them like that was creepy. I was painfully single, and most of all, bored. As December turned to January, the whole family had settled in quite well. They were still decent neighbours. The hammering and drilling stopped early on, and at most, I would just hear them laughing at something or watching TV. Hugo would leave for work every day, and he'd always leave with a smile. He lost a lot of weight, and he'd gotten himself both contact lenses and fitting clothes. He looked good. Not compared to Sandra, but still, he was getting there. I ran into him in the stairwell once when I was throwing out some trash. He was just coming back from a jog, jogging some kind of sports drink. Hell, he was in better shape than I was. He smiled at me. "Hey, you're in 3B, right?" he asked. "Sure am. And you're 4B. "That's right," he smiled. "Look, if we ever get a bit too noisy, let me know, alright?" "Sure," I nodded. "It's fine, really, no bother. You guys holding out okay?" Yeah, great actually. My fiancé got the bug early, so she's got the antibodies. The rest of us will just have to wait for the needle." "No doubt, no doubt." We smiled at one another and went our separate ways. Just a few steps later, I had to stop myself. I was too curious. Hey, I gotta ask. How do you guys all live together in that small space? Doesn't it get crowded?"
"Always room for family," Hugo smiled and finished his drink. "No room too small, no problem too big." That was the last time I saw him. I stopped seeing him go to work. His car stayed put in the parking lot all day. I'd see Sandra around town, alone. Her sisters as well. I noticed the dad throwing out some trash every now and then. But that was it. Hugo just wasn't around anymore. I didn't think too hard about it at first. But in early March, I realized I hadn't seen him in over a month. His name was still on the door though. Him and Sandra. This was when I started to get a bad vibe. I started to make a habit out of taking notes of things that seemed weird or out of place with Sandra and her family, like their trash bags. They're not just trash bags, they're these big blue mesh-type bags that are heat-sealed at the top. Looks like something you'd use to throw out biohazardous waste from the hospital. They were round and packed to the brim like beach balls. Then there were the nightly excursions. Once the sun started to set, all the sisters would take Hugo's car and go for a ride. They'd only be gone for a few hours, but they did it consistently
at least 4 days every week, mostly on the weekends. But the weirdest thing started in mid-March. For some time, their dad had been throwing out more trash than usual, sometimes several times a day. And at night, I'd hear these weird noises. It sounded like a mix of an engine and a nature documentary. This low, constant droning noise. I tried recording it in my bathroom, where the sound was clearest, but it didn't sound like much. I'd hear that noise at least once a day, sometimes for an hour or two. It wasn't loud, but it is such an unusual sound that you can't help but listen to it. Things escalated gradually. Sometimes I watched them come back from the drive with duffel bags full of something. At one point, they just had armfuls of branches and firewood. I made notes of all of it, complete with time and date. I was a bit obsessed. I even got out in the middle of the night to check one of their big blue trash bags. I poked one open and felt this intense dirt smell. The bag was just full of some kind of white ceramic and broken glass. I took a piece of the white stuff back home just to get a closer look. At this point, I still thought they were just weird people who'd done something to Hugo. I was still trying to piece it all together. That's the literal thought that made me realize that this was something else entirely. To piece something together. I gathered the rest of the white ceramics from the bag and pieced it together. Super glue. An egg. An actual egg. Large as a football. This was the remaining shell. I didn't know what to think of it. I just hid it. All of a sudden, I started seeing that family in a whole new light. Branches, boxes, bags full of something smelling of dirt. In my notebook, I just made a single entry. They're nesting. At this point, it was the beginning of April, and my job was opening up to have people come back into work. We were forced to come in at least twice a week to note our hours and report to our supervisor. I didn't mind getting out of the apartment for a while, even if I had to wear a mask and keep a lot of distance. It was fine. Once, when I was coming home, I noticed my front door open. The old lady across from me was standing in the hallway holding one of her cats. Something was going on, and the neighbors were antsy. Just as I was about to enter, Sandra stepped out of my apartment. She fixed her brilliant smile on me. That creepy, gorgeous smile. "We heard noises," she said. "The door's open and your fire alarm was going crazy. Is there... "It's fine," she said. "The super opened it to see if there was a fire." I walked up to her and she stepped aside. I gave her a long, questioning look. "Fire alarms don't just start by themselves," I said. "Where's the super?" "He got a call," said the lady across the hall. "He looked upset." "He did," nodded Sandra. "Sounded serious." "I'm sorry if you were all worried," I said. "But please, respect my privacy. You can't just go in." "I was just waiting for the super to get back. He forgot to lock your door." "Well, now I'm here, and I can lock it just fine. Thank you." I closed the door, locked it, and looked over my apartment. My notes were gone. The eggshells were gone. My computer had a hard drive malfunction, and there were screws missing from the chassis. Now, they knew. The sisters started noticing me more and more. They waved at me every time they took the nightly drive. The dad gave me a cold look every time he threw out the trash, now in regular, non-blue bags. The sounds at night stopped, and I never saw them carrying anything inside. I was sure they'd just switch up their schedule, but I wasn't sure. I'd run into them more frequently in person. They'd accidentally meet me in the stairwell every time I went outside. Sandra was always polite, but that smile was hiding something. I felt it. Then, there was the water damage in the ceiling of my bedroom.
something foul-smelling. There was something heavy up there, and the ceiling had started to bulge. I called the supervisor about it, but some man kept telling me that I had to have the papers for their insurance claim before they could fix it. It was BS, and they were stalling for time. I think they were trying to cover the fact that the super hadn't been in for at least a month. I'm not stupid. I knew the super didn't have an assistant. The thing is, I hadn't really been paying attention to my other neighbours. The couple downstairs and the college roommates. They moved out a month earlier. I didn't even think about it. Now, I had 8 new neighbours, and they were all very, very pretty. 6 women, 2 men, all in their early 20s, and drop-dead gorgeous. The entire apartment complex was full of them now. That weird sound I used to hear seemed to come from every direction at night. They were not even hiding it anymore. They were just carrying all kinds of weird trash up to their apartments. Branches, firewood, plastic. Bag after bag of fertilizer and planting dirt. Last week, there were more moving vans coming. Everyone was going outside to help their new, beautiful neighbors carry their stuff inside. I felt trapped in my own apartment and decided, once and for all, to just leave. Once I stepped into the stairwell, I noticed 8 of them looking at me from all over. They were on the floors above, below, even straight across. Yeah, seems the old lady with the cats moved out as well. Then, they screamed. They all just screamed in unison. They were all animals trying to scare away a predator. I could hear boxes dropping and footsteps approaching. I panicked. I glanced at them and burst into a sprint. There were open mouths screaming, feet running, eyes large and dark, like cats getting ready to pounce on a mouse. I took the fire escape out the back, ran, twisted my ankle and got in my car. I just drove. Something pounded on my back windshield. But I got away. And now I'm here, posting about it. I'm not sure I should look into this. I just want to get as far away as possible. I don't think I'm safe yet. I'm staying with my brother. And just the other day, he told me there was a beautiful young woman asking for me while I was at the grocery store. I don't know what this is or what they're doing. All I know is that they're nesting and people are going missing. God, I can't get that noise out of my head. That scream. Those faces.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.